Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus' disciples sit down and they eat with dirty hands. Not necessarily physically dirty, but hands that had not been washed in the ritual fashion. Those who are around them are looking at them and saying, "How can you allow your disciples, Rabbi, to do this awful thing, to not follow the traditions of the elders?" Now remember that in Jewish religion and law, there was a whole corpus of rules that needed to be followed every day. Some of them were quite good. Frankly, I think my mother was probably right, and washing your hands before you eat is not a bad thing. I've been telling my younger brother for years that washing pots and pans is perfectly okay. And it wasn't that. It's not the cleanliness that it's at issue with Jesus or with the Pharisees. It is remaining within the tradition so that one can remain right with God. What Jesus recognized in their discussion was that it was not God or the relationship that concerned them. It was the tradition. It was the tradition. And so he says to them, "Oh, you hypocrites, it is just as Isaiah said. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far off." How often we could be accused of the same thing. We are sometimes under the mistaken impression that if we just go through the motions of religion, it's all good. If I come to church every Sunday, if I take communion every week, if I do all the right things, if I follow the form, then it's all good. In this gospel, Jesus challenges the idea that the traditions alone, can bring new relationship with God. And so he says to them, "Look, I understand what you mean. That in our system, in our tradition, if you touch food with hands that are defiled, ritually unclean, then the food itself becomes unclean. And if you put it in your body, if you eat it, you become unclean, out of community, out of sorts." "I understand that," Jesus says, "but it is not what goes into your mouth that causes the rift. It's what comes out. It's what comes out." Well, this is the audience participation portion of the sermon. I thought I'd warn you. You're all looking a little sleepy. So think for a moment. Discuss among yourselves if you can stand to do that as Lutherans. I know how hard that is. But think for a moment of one time in your life that you have said something. Something came out of your mouth that you wished you could grab in midair and stuff back in before anyone heard it. Ever happened to you? Of course not. You don't need to discuss among yourselves because never have you done such an awful thing. We have all said things and done things that we, in a heat of passion or in a moment of poor judgment, have poured out on others and wished we could take back. Because what came out of our mouth drove a loved one or a stranger away, caused pain or hurt to the neighbor, or as often happens in my case, just made us look foolish. I had that happen this weekend. I was at Costco in Eveleigh, and as you know, it's the busiest Costco in the United States, and it has too small a parking lot. All of this leads to a certain amount of stress. I was parked, I walked, I went to walk across the driveway to get to Costco, and as I was approaching to cross the street, a guy in a little white car sped up so I couldn't cross in front of him. It had been a bad day to start with, bad week to end with, and just on a spur of the moment, I just kept walking. And as I passed the back of his car, because he was determined to not let me go in front of him, I brushed the side of his car. And his car came to a dead stop, and he rolled down his window, and he started screaming at me. You blanking white trash! How dare you touch... And he just went postal. No offense to postal workers, but... He went absolutely bananas, and he called me white trash at least 50 times. And I just kept walking, and I just ignored it. And he just kept going and talking, and I'm thinking there's hundreds of people watching this. You know how you want to disappear? That's hard for me. And then he stopped and got out of his car. And I thought, oh, this is not good. For you are a little man. And it says right in my preparation for my text that you will not kill people. But he got out of his car. And I just kind of went this, and I just walked away. But I thought to myself, if I could have taken back that action that caused this man such distress, so much distress that he felt the need to threaten someone like me, you know, you see these hands? Not good. But something had happened in his week or his life or his month, something had happened to him somewhere along the line for him to react that way. And I was the cause. If I could have taken it back, I would have. All the time, all of us, time and time again, have things that come out of our mouth and in our actions that cause distress in others. Jesus is saying, look, if all you want to do is follow the traditions, if all you want to do is follow the letters that have been set up by human beings, and it doesn't help you to be at one with your neighbor, to be at one with God, then it is foolish religion. James will take it one step further and say, if you want to know what good religion looks like, it doesn't look like following the rules. It doesn't look like setting up the traditions. It doesn't look like any of that. It's taking care of widows and orphans and remaining unstained by the selfishness, avarice of the world. You see, in baptism and the Word, our lives are transformed not from the outside in tradition, but from the inside through Jesus Christ. And not for our own sake alone, but so that we can be a light for others. So that we can help others to be at peace with their neighbor to be in love with their families, to be beacons of light in darkness. Now, not all traditions are bad. Washing your hands and your pots, and those of you who happen to still have bronze kettles, it's a good thing. But it will not bring you closer to God or to each other. That is done in Jesus Christ. And the more centered we are there, the less often, perhaps, we will need to reach out for those words as they leave our mouths and try to stuff them back. And so this is the gift of God, that religion is to be lived as part of your being, not done as part of tradition. Amen.